Well, I think we have to further explore the time frame in the context of the CPOA. Now, I've been in contact with officials from Donegal County Council, and the earliest possible date for the CPOA is sort of mid-2019. So what I would be hoping to do in the context of Shane Ross's answer is to see if we can progress to design in parallel with the CPOA of the land. Obviously, we still have to have a very, very serious conversation about funding. I'm going to continue to lobby from within government in the context of the capital plan and also the national planning framework. So the important and most significant part of this is that this is the first indication that the bridge will be designed across the Swilly. And I've had a number of meetings at this stage with Shane Ross. He's very familiar with the road. He was up during the summer, during the floods and the shows. So he's very, very conscious of the access issues and the access problems in the northwest. And I'm just going to continue to work with my colleagues in Donegal County Council, Jimmy Cavanagh, as Mayor Brother Kenny is obviously very, very anxious to see progression in this. And we're going to continue to work very, very closely in that regard.
As you said, the council has to work on preparing CPOs for the land. How far can they take that process? Presumably they can't go as far as buying the land before funding is strictly in place. To what extent can they provide a full dossier of what they need and start making contact with landowners about the possibility of buying the land down the line?
I think the critical decision is the capital plan. And at the moment, the road is not, the Bunagee Link, the Letterkenny-Lifford Road is not in the capital plan, but we're in the process of coming near the end of the midterm review. There will be a decision at the end of November, and I'm going to just continue to put serious pressure on to highlight the importance of access to Letterkenny and the wider county. From speaking to not just business people, but people from Donegal, people who travel and commute to Dublin, people who do their business in the county and have to go through Letterkenny. This is a critical piece of infrastructure, the bridge across the Swilly, the Bunagee Link, and a lot of preparatory work has been done. The council have been working and spending on the €1 million that was provided this year. The TII is very, very working very, very closely with Donegal County Council on the Letterkenny section. And I think it's about all hands on deck here now. There is a public consultation process as well. And I would again reiterate and encourage citizens to, you know, put their concerns and put their points of view across to government, and because we're in a very, very tight time frame at the moment to ensure that this gets in for capital plan.
And as you've said, it'll be at least 2019 before even the CPOs can be prepared. Presumably it'll take a year or two to actually go through the process of buying the land at that point. So we're still talking into 2020 and beyond before construction can even start.
Well, I think for a project of this magnitude, and Donegal County Council are very, very keen to ensure that it's not just the Bunagee Link in isolation, it's also the Letterkenny-Lifford Road. We're also looking at tying into the A5, and hopefully that gets the green light before the end of the year. But we're also looking at a bridge bypass in Strabane and Lifford. So this is nearly a three-part project. It's a big, big project. It's going to be the most significant investment in the history of the state for Donegal, and I certainly will be continuing to highlight that. But in terms of construction and where we're at, really for a project of this magnitude, you're talking about 8 to 9, you know, that sort of period, 8 to 10 years to complete. But we're in about year 4 at this stage, where we're nearly halfway through a lot of the preparatory work. A lot of money has gone into this. It's in the context of the Thames Tee project, which also includes incidentally the Lifford Ballybuffet Road. So I'm very, very keen to ensure that we keep this as a collective, that we keep pursuing to ensure we get it into the capital plan, and to ensure when the decision is made that Donegal is not forgotten.